everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host Maggie,
and it's me, Steven.
And again, we're having technical issues, I guess, on my side. I don't know what's going on. So again, if you're hearing this, then everything worked out.
Yeah, we usually record on our laptops, but Maggie's on her phone streaming. But I will tell you, the phone camera much clearer.
Yeah, I gotta do something. I just got a new laptop too. Like, this can't be happening. So
Oh
here
my,
we are.
you got scammed.
Don't tell me that.
Just kidding. I don't know anything. Don't take my word for anything technology related.
I won't. Okay, let's get into the Oscars. So overall, how do you feel about the Oscars this year?
Well, to be honest, like, I didn't watch them because I was at work. I just watched, well, we turned it on at like 10:15 and we're like, oh my God, we'll catch like the last hour. But jokes on us because the Oscars ended at like 10:30 this year. So I saw Emma Stone win, and then I saw Best Picture Oppenheimer win. So I think everything went as to be expected, winning wise.
Yeah, same. I just felt like this year just had like this is the first year in like at least a long time where I watched the Oscars the entire way through, mostly because it started an hour earlier. So, you know, it wasn't like midnight.
Right.
But this year just felt like just everyone was like genuinely happy to be there and like genuinely happy for like everyone that won. Like for the big four categories, when they had the previous winners come out and give like monologues about all the nominees, that was so touching. And
Yeah.
then like see people like genuinely get like excited for the winners, like when Emma Stone won, Jennifer Lawrence was crying, and then when Billie Eilish won, like no surprise here, Ariana Grande was crying, but she's always crying.
True.
Divine Joy Randolph, like,
Oof.
Oh my God, her just first of all, the first award of the night. I mean, what a way to kick it off.
Yeah, God bless.
Oh
Deserved
my God.
it.
Just love her. Love her. And I just really love too when people get up there and like you can just tell that they like didn't expect it. They're so excited. Like Emma Stone, I was like, did you really? Maybe she like really thought that Lily Gladstone was gonna win.
I mean, I feel like it was like a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, Al Pacino. What happened?
He's just like, I'm Oppenheimer. This is Best Picture. And I was like, because like it felt like was he about to like list all the categories again? No, he just opened it up and was like, I'm Oppenheimer.
That's exactly I think, like, what everyone watching and what everyone in that room thought. Because then it must have been like, he just announced the winner. Like, hey, start the music. Everyone get up. What was his deal? I
Yeah,
mean, he
why
did
do we
say,
sorry.
sorry. He did say that he was like supposed to list off all the nominees again, which like I think is like what he meant to do, but then he just like announced that it was Oppenheimer, so it like ruined it.
Why did we have the most geriatric member, like presenter of the whole night, present the most important award?
We already had a slip up 1 year, okay? We can't, like, we have to be very careful who we have announce Best
Right.
Picture.
Listen, is the La La Land joke old? Yes. But did I giggle when Jimmy Kimmel said, like, tear that up when Emma Stone won her Oscar? I did.
How do you feel about Jimmy Kimmel? And it, or I mean, you didn't really watch it,
To be
but
fair, I didn't watch it. I mean, I saw a lot of this like speeches and things like that, but I didn't really see a lot of what he did.
Sometimes I find Jimmy Kimmel kind of cringy, but this year I thought he did a pretty good job. Like I laughed during the monologue. He came out with a really ugly jacket in like the second half. of the show. It didn't match. Like it was like a weird like champagne color, and then like the print was weird, and he was still wearing like black pants, so it didn't like really match. I don't know. That was like really the worst part of it for me, was that Jimmy Kimmel didn't look right. His style, they didn't style him correctly.
Yeah, you're like center stage, buddy. Get it together.
Yeah, like please. Oh, Ryan Gosling. I mean, talk about just having fun and like being like just happy to be there. Like that
Yeah.
was amazing.
You know what? Fuck this man for being like, oh, do I really have to? Like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to.
He
Shut
sounded
up.
amazing.
So, like, so talented. Stop it.
I know. Like, don't be humble right now, okay?
Yeah, okay, unbelievable. You're amazing. yeah, that was so good.
It was just like him starting in the audience and Margot Robbie like almost in tears because she was laughing so hard, and then him getting the audience involved at the end, and some of the Kens from the movie were there. Slash was there.
Yeah. The Kens in the movie was like, I was surprised, but like not that surprised. And then like why was Slash there? I don't know.
I don't know, but it was great
I
either
haven't
way.
seen Slash in a while, but Slash was like everywhere in my childhood. I don't know why.
I think it was because of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, and then he had like a song with Rihanna and
Yeah.
like for no reason, but whatever, good for him.
Yeah, loved seeing him during the I'm Just Ken performance.
Yes,
So
and I just, oh my God, every time Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone interact, I just eat that shit up.
okay, confession, never seen La La Land, but like you and everyone else, like I
Well,
all up.
everyone's seen Crazy Stupid Love at least.
Oh yeah, definitely seen that
So,
multiple times.
I mean, I've seen Crazy Stupid Love, La La Land, and I've even seen Gangster Squad, and I don't think anybody's seen
I have no
that.
idea what that even is.
It's an Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling movie.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to get on
No,
it.
don't.
Okay, never mind
You've
then.
never heard of it for good reason.
Okay.
It's really not that bad, but it's not worth your time. Yeah, I was just so happy to see all them. Like I said, all the awards were like as predicted. But I really think that this Oscars was so good because of Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barbie like and Oppenheimer, but like brought back like movies. Like people are excited for the Oscars again.
Yes, like Barbie specifically
Yeah.
brought back cinema.
Like
Like,
Oppenheimer was gonna do well either way, but like it
what?
did as good as it did and became more of a phenomenon because of Barbie. Like obviously, that's
Yeah, you know, with the whole, I mean, they were even like still making jokes about like Barbenheimer on stage.
right.
So, you know, it was a huge thing. And women going to the movies like dressed in pink and like going with their girlfriends and stuff, like that last, like that wasn't just like opening week, like that lasted throughout the entire time Barbie was in theaters. And Barbie was
Yeah.
in theaters for a long time.
Yeah, and it was like all ages too. Like we had like women in their 60s dressing up. We got like middle schoolers, like it was just everyone. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. So yeah, I'm glad that like everyone else like felt the vibe that I was getting, which was just like
Yeah.
genuine happiness, just to be there, just to hang out.
Yeah, you're so right. I see like really nothing but good things about this year's Oscars.
Yeah, and it was also like the most watched since 2020. So
Not surprising. And I think like everyone knowing that Oppenheimer was gonna sweep like really made it just so everyone could enjoy. 'Cause it's like, you know Cillian Murphy's gonna win, you know Oppenheimer's gonna win best everything. So it's like just show up and be happy. Let's all have a good time.
exactly. All right. Eternal Sunshine. Oh my God. Speaking of Ariana Grande. So we've talked about this off the pod, but we're gonna discuss it again.
True.
Because I
It's also been a couple days. So,
Yeah.
like,
Yes,
when
things
we
have changed.
talked about it, we only had like one day of the album, right? A day and a half. So now we've got like more time to soak it in, to think about it. And I can speak for both of us by saying we love it.
Yes. This is like Thank You Next is Sister in terms of like songwriting and like how it's a concept album. It's just very like vulnerable, tells a story, which is exactly what Thank You Next did.
Right.
I just love it. Okay, wait. Have your feelings about Bye changed at all?
No, it's cringy because she clearly was going for like a saying like thank you next. She wanted people to like be tweeting like bye boy bye, hashtag bye boy bye. She wanted people to like be doing that. And like we can't make bye boy bye a thing again. Like that's era is done. It's been done for like 10 years. Not that long, but
Whatever happened to just having some fun? You know, that song is just fun. I love that song.
the
It's so.
lyrics are so good. It's such a good song, but the chorus, I can't do it.
Come
I
on.
can't.
Come
I
on.
can't. I think everything else is good, except for Ordinary Things, because, like, why does she pronounce ordinary like that?
Yeah. Yes, because as you pointed out in every other song, like that, the Wicked vocal coach really got her to enunciate. Like, I can understand everything she says in every song besides Ordinary Things.
She says ornery things.
Or, yeah.
Ornery.
Yeah, ornery. Excuse me.
Like,
No.
that's no. Like, what are you, like, an ornery old person? Like, stop this.
Yeah,
Like,
no.
Nona did not deserve this. Like, she needed to be featured on a better song. Okay.
Nona, I freaking love Nona. I also love that in the beginning of the album, it asks the question, it like, how do I know if I'm in the right relationship? And then at the very end, Nona answers it. Because
Yes.
Nona knows all, I think.
Of course, she does. Did you listen to Supernatural with Troye Sivan?
No, I keep forgetting about it.
Well, I just it like it wasn't out, like actually. Like I couldn't find it before, but now I'm like looking through the track list and the little like slightly deluxe is out now.
Oh.
I don't know if it just came out or like what. I'm confused, but
You know what? That makes sense because, like, when he announced that he was on the song, someone on Twitter was like, well, where is it, gay boy? So.
yeah, as soon as he announced it, I saw it on Instagram and I looked for it. I'm like, well, whatever. So I don't know what happened, but it's out. So listen to it, everybody, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your fave song?
I think right now it's Imperfect for You. Or We Can't Be Friends. Yeah, Steven sent me a TikTok that like it was like a theory that We Can't Be Friends is about Mac Miller, which like, okay, when I saw that TikTok, I was like 100% it is. But then I was like looking at Genius lyrics and not saying that like maybe some of it like isn't about Mac Miller or like maybe there wasn't like allusions in the music video to him, but I think it is more about like her relation to like the press and the public.
Thinking.
Yeah, just being well, like cling to your paper and pens and then
Right.
like wait until you like me again. Just she is just trying to like she doesn't like want to cover up who she is, but she also like understands like you know I it's I it makes sense in my head. Okay. I'm just
I
like
understand what you're trying to say. I haven't thought about this theory enough because I just heard about it, to be eloquently speaking about it. But I mean, like, I think that she just like loves Mac Miller so much that she just like references him in everything she does. But that doesn't mean like the song's about him necessarily.
Right. Yeah, like I think that's more true than like the song or the video being about him. I think that like she's just gonna have like little Easter eggs
Right.
in a lot of her projects, which
Yeah.
I love because that was her one true love. Okay, it wasn't Dalton Gomez, it's not SpongeBob, it's Mac Miller.
Absolutely. I just can't get that song out of my head.
Me neither. It's so catchy. I love it as a single.
And it's It's not like I didn't like it when I first heard it, but it's definitely like grown on me and stuck with me more than I expected it to. Like, obviously I liked it when I first heard it, but like the more I listen to it, the more I like I can't stop.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's just like it that song more than all the other ones is like always in my head on loop.
Yeah. But like honestly, besides Bye and Ordinary Things, I just love everything.
It's I'm amazing. But can we get rid of the Saturn interlude?
Yeah,
Please.
that's stupid.
Please, don't need it, don't want it.
Yeah, you don't know how pissed I was when I like played this album. I'm like, we got an intro and an interlude on this like 36-minute album. That's a scam.
The intro to me makes sense because
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is like known for having intros on her albums.
And the intro's actually really good, okay? So
Yes, I loved
like
it.
when I actually listened to it, I was less mad. But the Saturn interlude, waste of
No,
space.
let's cheat
Literally,
on
just make it a 34-minute album. Like, forget
please.
it.
What are your favorites?
I think We Can't Be Friends, and I don't know if I can pick another one. That's the one that just like really stands out to me. But then sometimes I kind of just like go between them. Like The Boy Is Mine, like wow, amazing. And then like sometimes I'm like Supernatural, you know? Then sometimes I'm like just Eternal Sunshine. I feel like that one doesn't get enough love.
It doesn't. You're right.
And it's like kind of more simple, but like such a beautiful song. But that's
Yes.
also like this man is her Eternal Sunshine. You know,
Yeah, couldn't be me. Oh, true story. Can we talk about true story real quick?
that was my favorite for a long time, but it's not as like catchy as the other ones, but I think her vocals are the best.
Yes. Sounds great. I mean, obviously. But I think like in this song we kind of learn that like Dalton also may have gone outside their marriage. So they were both just wrong for each other.
Right. I just listen. Me and Maggie are not afraid to call out our favorites when they do wrong shit.
Exactly.
And the end of the day, Ariana, we do not forget that you are a home wrecker.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of people pretending like she's not, or she, mostly her. Like, she really trying to create a false narrative. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
Dalton can be bad. And
Yeah.
you can also like, but you being a homewrecker is still also bad.
Yes. Especially because there's a child involved in that marriage.
like
So
regardless if he was like abusive or anything, that like this has nothing to do with Dalton. This has everything to do with her breaking up a marriage.
yeah. And the fact that she called her marriage a situationship is so funny to me.
She's so funny. She wrote that line and she's like, she knows she just giggled to herself.
Yep,
And
exactly.
like I saw it because like she's not allowed to say like marriage or anything because like for legal reasons, she's not allowed to like allude to anything specifically to him.
Oh.
Yeah.
At like in their agreement
Yeah,
or
whatever it is, yeah. So she couldn't say marriage. But also
smart,
like
smart on her
situationship.
part. Yes, his situation was just, that's funny, but smart on his end, actually.
I guess, but like at the end of the day, you know it's about him.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
I guess in the future it'll, you know, when people are looking back at the album, it'll save him a little bit.
Yeah, right. I can't get the meme out of my head of like it's so I mean, I told you about this, but a picture of Pete Davidson and it's like the jail bars are rising and then it's like a picture of Dalton Gomez and like the jail bars are like coming down.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's just perfect.
Which like I don't agree with like either of that, like neither of them, like Pete Davidson was like never in jail, and Dalton Gomez is not currently in jail. But I just think it's funny. I just thought it was so funny seeing it on
Right.
my. So yeah, overall, Where do you rank this in your Ariana Grande album list?
I think, like, if we're talking the top, like, it's still Sweetener, and then it might be Thank You Next, and then this one.
Yeah, see, same with me, but sometimes I'm still deciding if it's number three or if it's number four, because I also really love Dangerous Woman still.
Yeah, sometimes I like Dangerous Woman better than Thank You Next, so it's kind of what I'm feeling. But like Sweetener's always on top.
Always.
Like
That will
the first two, sorry, you're at the bottom. I mean, it just is. If you think they're not, then you're just like wrong.
Like, yeah, we can accept it. It's fine. Like,
Dangerous Woman is just so good. Like I feel like we forget about that a lot.
I don't personally.
I think when everything is said and done, I think I could like this more than Thank You Next, but I'm not positive.
I just think that Thank You Next was just like such a moment in time that like really solidified her as like someone in music who like is, I mean, she did make history with that, or at the time she did make history with that album where she was occupying the
1, 2, and 3 on the
that one.
Billboard charts.
Yep, and they were all songs from Thank You Next, and it just, you know, I just like the whole era, like the outfits. That was when she did Coachella, Lollapalooza. Like it was just a whole moment in time.
Yeah. I just, one thing I wish about this woman is that she needs to clean up her musical, her albums a little bit, because she, all of her albums have a skip.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They just, it's just a fact. And sometimes people disagree about what the skip is, but everyone agrees that she's got skips. So she needs to work on that.
You know what? There's plenty of time.
Because, like, Thank You Next, like, Makeup, come on, skip.
I forget that song exists. It's not even on my
And
phone.
Imagine, skip.
Oh, I like Imagine.
Oh.
Okay.
I hated it, and then I'm like okay with it now.
I really like it.
I think if anyone else wrote Needy, I would hate it, but I don't.
Same. I think about that all the time.
I don't know how to explain it, but like the fact that she's singing it, just it works. And
Yeah, because
then
it's actually like a really cheesy song.
right. It's really, really cringy.
Like if like Camila Cabello sang it, I would hate
Oh
it.
my God, we'd be going off.
We would.
Roast. Yeah. And
But
then Sweetener has what's that one song? Borderline? What is that?
yeah, we don't need that
Yeah. Anyway. This album.
one. Yeah, anyway, no sunshine, great.
Great.
I think so the other day when we were talking about it, I rated it a 7.5, but you know what, this time I'm giving it an 8.5.
Okay. I'm on the 8 right now, so I think I'm still on the 8. Yeah, I'm glad it's good. I told Maggie this when I was first listening to it. I was like really, really scared because like I heard the intro and I was like, okay, that's like good, yeah. But like, you know, you're just like trying to get in the zone of the album, and then I hear Bye. And like I said, we disagree, but I think it's so bad. I literally like, I was so scared. Like halfway through the song, I'm just like thinking to myself, I'm like, oh dear God, no. Make it
Oh
stop. Please don't make this album that bad.
my God. Well, I was the exact opposite. Like the exact opposite.
Yeah, I literally was like, I was scared.
Well, I was excited. I
Stakes were
couldn't.
high. People were dying.
Okay.
Before we finish stopping though,
Yes.
before we finish talking, about this album, I still want to note that I am confused about Yes And.
She really cannot explain why it's on the album. Because
Everything she says is stupid.
I've listened to interviews, I've read excerpts from interviews, and nothing like really answers the question. She just talks about like how much she likes Yes And.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, but it really should have been like a standalone single.
Yeah, Victoria Monet would not have let this happen. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, also I see some people like I feel like they're just delusional. They're like, I never got Yes And, but hearing it on the album, I just really get it. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's so out of place. And it's not a bad song. It's still a good song,
Oh,
but
love
it's
it.
literally so out of place. Everything is an R&B pop song. And then this is like a house dance pop song.
Yeah. Like, Yes And kind of sounds like it could be an interlude.
Yeah.
Just because, I think it's like halfway through the album, just about.
Yeah.
So, and then I don't know. We could
It
get
just
rid
does
of
not
that.
belong. It just really does not belong. It
No.
should be like a bonus track,
Yep. Or it
which is
could be like
fine.
Focus, where it's just like a random single.
I also think that would have been fine, but I don't know. It's good at least. At least you didn't
Literally.
give us like a bad song that didn't fit.
All right. All right. Kate Middleton. What? Now I'm in it. I couldn't give a shit about the Royals like 95% of the time. But ever since that picture came out of Kate Middleton and her kids and the photoshopping, and is it AI generated? Is it an older picture that was just like they just like changed like the clothes? I don't know. I'm so in it now. And okay. I don't know if you saw like the Associated Press like thing where it was like kill the picture, kill the story. You see that?
Yeah.
That's a huge deal to like completely kill something and like take it off your website, take the picture off your website. Like it's
Yeah.
a really, really big deal.
Yeah, because it's called like freedom of
Yeah.
the press. So for people to be issuing like it's I don't know if it's like a kill order or something like I don't remember what it exactly was called, but like in the media terms, but it's yeah, like you said, it's a huge deal. And like yeah, why are they doing it?
That was when I got like a little spooked. And then they have this fucking, like, I saw a tweet that was like, the royal family really just like banks on the fact that the public is stupid. And we're not stupid because there's no fucking way that Kate Middleton tweeted, like, I'm just an amateur at Photoshop. So sorry. What? Kate Middleton's not tweeting, first of all, like in general, she's not tweeting.
Like, I just, it, what are we trying to hide?
Yeah. Like, what are we so desperately trying to hide? Like, I was also listening to, oh, it was the Dumois podcast. And they were just like going over like theories that they've heard, theories that they think. And you know, it all like stemmed back to the fact that she had this like intense surgery. And like maybe she's like on some like kind of steroids or like other medication where like she just like doesn't look right. So she doesn't want to be in the public eye until she's like fully healed, which is like kind of like what we also talked about, that she was just like resting and like let her be.
Right.
Like that might be a thing. But
And
like,
that's fine.
yeah.
But like, everyone's like speculating about you. Like, is something sketchy going on? And then you like do all this. And then the only pictures we see of her are like blurry pictures of her in a car in the passenger seat. I'm like, well, that could be anybody.
Okay,
Or
like the first
photoshopped.
one. Yes, the first one that came out, people said it was actually her sister Pippa.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, yeah,
And
it
then
could be.
the second most recent one, people were like, this is crazy. Like, this is why the public is not stupid. Okay. Like, people are stupid. I understand, like, the public in general is not stupid. Like, especially now with like all this technology and shit, people just like dissecting everything. There was another recent one that came out where it was like her and Prince William in the car, but like the bricks on like through the window of like the building behind them don't match the bricks on like the entire building that you can like see over the car.
Oh my God.
That's
I
why
didn't
people
see this.
are, yeah, oh my God, look at it, because it's true. I don't know if it's, I don't know if I'm just so like in it now that like I'll believe anything, but
Right.
like it looks weird. It definitely looks weird.
I'm just, I have, I like, have been like staring at this picture of her and her children. I just can't get over it. Like, if you guys have not seen this picture, just look at it. Like, it's just
Oh,
off.
yeah.
It's giving, I get out,
Yes.
scary. Like, it's just like these, like, it's giving like very fake, like, Photoshop like Cole's picture.
Yeah.
Like, why
Yeah.
is that kid's hands doing that?
Yeah. And then the, yeah,
Her
that was it.
hands, those hands are not real. Like,
No.
why are her arms so big? How is her wingspan so wide?
Yeah.
And why do her hands look like that? Okay. It's off.
And the daughter's sweater is like, it's kind of like, I don't, it's like not even or something like that. It's,
Yeah, it just doesn't look right on her
yeah.
hand. And the way it's like the light is like off of it, it just looks like it's Photoshopped. The like right where the hand is like peeking through the sweater, it's just off. And then Kate Middleton, in air quotes, whoever you are, saying, "I'm just so bad at Photoshop." Like, what?
Like this, like they can't think that we're this stupid. They can't. But they
I'm just
do.
like, okay, so she's like fucking unwell. Like, why can't we just say this?
That's
Why
what
is
I'm,
the
that's what
royal
I'm so
family so
confused about.
secretive and like,
Because like it's not like it's like it's not a threat to like the national security if we know that Kate Middleton is ill. Okay? It's not like, I hate to bring him up, but when Donald Trump got COVID, like it was way, way worse than the media was leading on, because that's a threat to our national security. Like
yeah,
if
we
our
understand
enemies,
that.
right, yeah, if our enemies know that our leader is sick, then like yeah, they might try and like plan something. But like they're not the prime minister, they're not the president, they have like no control over the government. So they're really just like public figures, which is why I
Yeah.
don't understand what the big deal is.
Especially when it's Kate Middleton, out of all of them, the most
Yeah.
public of them all.
Right.
She's everywhere.
Yes. Like she is the one that we see the most.
I
So
just like, what is going on?
I don't know. But like I said, I'm in it now. Like I couldn't give a shit about the Royals at, Royals at any other time, but here I am scrolling on Twitter, diving into these pictures, reading
Zooming
on.
in, yeah.
Yeah, like what am I doing? I don't know, but it's entertaining to say the least.
Yeah, I'm stumped. All I know is that something fishy's going on.
Something's happening, and I don't know what it is, but like the longer this goes on, the worse it gets.
Yeah, it gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Like,
So.
they should have just said nothing, except it, like after everyone's like, "Well, where is she?" And like conspiracy theories, they should have said nothing or tell
Yeah.
us what's going on. Those are your two options, not post lies about it.
Because like also if like the medication slash like steroid thing like is even partially true, like why can't they just say that? And be like the princess isn't feeling like herself. She's still recovering. This was a major surgery. She won't be seen for a while. See
Yeah.
ya.
That's a very easy statement to make.
Yeah. And I'm sure most people would, at least I would be like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, what more can we do about it? Yeah, just be like, please respect her privacy at this time, like wishing to like spend time with her family and recover from surgery. That's all I need. But they're not doing that. And like, why not?
Making it weird.
And not that they're just not doing that, they're lying.
Yes, putting out shoddy pictures. Whoever put out that picture, though, definitely is fired. Definitely is blackballed. Definitely should move out of England.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have clear pictures of Princess Diana, and that was 30 years ago.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was when we had like 90s technology. So, all right. Should we get into our toast and our roast?
Yes, yeah, let's do that. I don't really know what else to say about this.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Alrighty. So my roast goes to the queen of pop herself, Madonna.
That's my roast, too.
I kind of had a feeling that would be your roast. But I didn't have anything else, so here we are. Also, it like needs to be
Yeah,
said.
what the fuck?
So at her like one of her recent concerts, Madonna called out a fan for sitting down the entire time. And she found out that this fan, who she called out, was in a wheelchair. Okay, so this is already awkward enough. Then, instead of like apologizing or even just saying nothing at all, she says, "Oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. Glad you're here." Like, that's not politically incorrect. It's you being an asshole and then realizing you shouldn't, like, you. I don't know. Because, like, she was being an asshole either way. Even if the person wasn't in a wheelchair, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, people are allowed to sit at your concert.
Right.
Not
Like,
everyone can, like, yeah, like, there's always the ableist things. Like, not everyone can stand or stand for prolonged periods of time. But also, like, why do they have to?
yeah, like,
They spent
okay.
hundreds of dollars to see you. Why do they need to stand on their feet the entire time?
And regardless of being in a wheelchair, most of her audience is old, okay? And they can't stand up and groove the way that they
Yeah.
used to.
Yeah, it's like old millennials and up.
Yeah. And it just like, whoa. It just like reminds me, like the Madonna thing is way worse. But like, remember when Miranda Lambert called out that group of girls for taking a selfie at her concert?
Yeah.
Like, if people have already paid the money, they're there, they're sitting close up because they're obviously a fan and like are willing to spend a million fucking dollars, because that's how much concerts cost nowadays. You like, let people do whatever they want to do as long as they're not like hurting you or people around them.
Yeah, like, is it hurting your ego that somebody's sitting down? Like, bitch, you're
Yeah.
Madonna, you know?
Yes.
Bitch, I'm Madonna, you
Yeah.
know? Like,
So
you
like,
are Madonna.
so
Somebody,
like,
like, talking during your concert or on their phone or sitting down, like, if that's bugging you, like, take it out in therapy, like, not on them. Like, you're like at sold out shows. Like, stop.
yeah, like you're lucky that you're in your 60s and you still get to be able to do this and like sell out arenas.
Yeah.
So, okay, the person in the wheelchair, obviously they're going to be sitting, but like even if they weren't in a wheelchair, if one person is sitting throughout the entire, what, like 30,000, 20,000 people that are there, is it really bothering you that much? Like, go to another side of the stage and like get that energy.
Yeah, and it's just one person. Like, just singling that
Yeah.
person out. Ugh, it's just so awful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be
It
honest, I just don't like this woman.
I have never really been a big fan either.
I mean, she got the bops, don't get me wrong.
Oh, duh.
Nothing about that, but just, I mean, she's of a different generation. She just acts differently. Like,
Yeah.
she's just wild.
Yeah, she just, you know what? I will never forget when she was supposed to make a speech about Aretha Franklin at the VMAs. And she just the only thing that had to do with Aretha Franklin was that she auditioned with,
Say a little prayer.
yeah, okay, auditioned with that song for whatever it was. The rest of like the 5 minute monologue was about her.
Yeah. She's like, I broke my back in these audition rooms. Like, all she needed to say was like, I looked up to Aretha Franklin so much. I even got my big break using one of her songs. Like, thank you so much. Yeah. I summed up what
Oh.
she like thought she was trying to say. But if you haven't seen that speech, ugh. It's
Oh
a
my God.
mess.
And then she like kind of like looks like a Viking. Yeah, like it that is just like burned into my brain.
Right. I just, why does she act like this? Just simply do your
She
music.
can. Yeah, it's just really because she can.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's known for being a diva. I mean, her name is fucking Madonna. Like.
Yeah, so like what do we expect at the end of the day?
Yeah, but you know what? She made hung up, and for that, I can almost forgive her.
Yeah, Madonna will always be famous.
That being said, I have a toast. My toast goes to Olivia Munn. So she recently just came out and was being very open about her breast cancer and her double mastectomy. And I just think that is so important for everyone, especially women who are going through similar things, because like your breasts are part of you, and like losing them, I just couldn't like imagine how that would feel, and like the body shame and like dysphoria you would feel like losing part of your body. And it's like a lot of people like don't talk about these things, and or if they do, it's like only to like close friends and family, which is fine, don't get me wrong, but I just think it's nice to have somebody who's such a public figure be using her platform to share her experience. And like, because it's like Olivia Munn's like a sex symbol, right? So like her talking about like losing both of her breasts, like really important. And I
Agreed.
just like really appreciate when celebrities like let us into their lives in a way that's like authentic and very just like raw. Like it's something that like it's a big jump, you know what I mean? She didn't really have anything to lose by like not saying this, but
Right.
like she could lose fans by saying this. Like, you know, some people are just like, oh, that's too much. I don't care about, like, I don't want to hear about that, you know?
Yeah, because there are people out there like, just like we don't need to know, you know, just like be in a movie.
But like, I mean, I guess we, and like, we don't need to know, but like, I appreciate the fact that she's like willing to share this with us. And it can just only make other people feel better that somebody who's looked up, they look up to, or they see in movies, and is just like I said, known as like the hot person to be like opening up about something that many people who have this procedure like don't feel good about themselves, you know? And I just really respect that. Do I respect a lot everything Olivia Munn's done? No, we'll leave it at that. But this, yes.
Yes. I don't really know a lot about Olivia Munn, so maybe that's something you can fill me in on later.
I just think of her and her mans and that whole
Oh.
situation, which is more his fault, but I don't know. Just left a bad taste in my mouth. But not like she's a horrible person. Anyway, that's it.
Okay, well, we know my roast, but my host goes to Lady Gaga, who, I mean, like, it's no surprise that she came to Dylan Mulvaney's defense in just like all the transphobic comments that Dylan Mulvaney gets all the time. And she just like did a little campaign thing for House Labs with Lady Gaga. But it was the fact that Lady Gaga pointed out the fact that the press is calling it like backlash. Oh, Dylan Mulvaney got backlash. Lady Gaga gets backlash for partnering with Dylan Mulvaney. And Lady Gaga's like, no, this isn't backlash. It would be like if we made a mistake and then we were called out on it. But she's saying like, this is literally just like hate comments,
Yeah.
and we call it what it is, and we need to change it. Like, this is not acceptable. Just goes on to talk about how much she supports the trans community, how trans is beautiful, how like these people are just so strong for having to endure this kind of hate every day, then but like still living their authentic lives as their authentic selves. So I just really appreciate the fact that she pointed out that the word backlash was not an appropriate word to use in that situation, but it
Right.
is hate comments and it is derogatory comments, and it's scary
Yeah.
comments of people making, all because this person just like wants to live, you know, and people like her.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah, that's such a good way to put it, because she's right. It's really not backlash. That's not the same thing. That's not a proper use of the word. Just love her. I mean, she just that one interview, she did so much for the trans community where they asked her if she had a penis, and she was like, well, would it be so bad if I did?
Yeah.
That one line alone, like, did wonders. Like, people would get defensive and be like, well, like, of course not. Or like, maybe they'd like make a joke about like, you never know, or something like that. But she just literally was just like deadpan, like, but like, what if I did?
And that is truly when she solidified herself as a gay and trans icon.
Like that one statement, like, it really sits with me. Like, I mean, it sits with a lot of people. Like, it's so simple to be an ally, and yet we don't see people doing it like her. Just love her. Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just like, is it going to change people's minds? No, unfortunately. But, you know, obviously I support Lady Gaga. I support Dylan Mulvaney for just like trying to live and be a person.
Yeah.
Like, just leave her alone. If like
Yeah.
if you don't like it, if you don't like to look at it, then unfollow Lady Gaga. Like, just scroll. Scrolling is so easy, you guys. Like, just whoop, just a little
Yep.
scroll.
Yep.
I see shit all the time on social media that I don't want to see. You know what I keep doing? Scrolling.
Yeah. I have never gotten an online argument, and I just don't see the point.
Neither have I. No. Yeah, because you know what? It just like takes like time and energy out of my day that like is precious to me. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to waste it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you guys know where to find us on
Yeah,
Instagram, Poppin' Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And thanks to like all the new listeners that are listening to us now. We've like taken a big leap over the past few weeks, over the past few episodes that we've released, as far as like listeners and ratings. So if you're new, thanks. If you've been here
yeah.
since the beginning, thanks.
Yeah. We really appreciate it. Feel free to leave a comment. Let us know who you are so we can thank you.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, we'll
See
talk to you
ya.
guys. Bye.